Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Cause I'm free, free autumning.
Huh. Do fall and autumn mean the same thing? Like, are those synonyms?
Beats me, but they both go great with cinnamon.
Oh, that's very clever. What else you got?
I keep on autumning in and out of love with you.
Ooh, good one. All right, keep these coming. I like it.
Nope, I'm done.
No.
Autumn,
hey.
Autumn, I hear it and I know.
Autumn, I know you wanna take me home, Autumn.
I love this. I could do this all day, but I really think we should start the show. Joni?
Cue the choir.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are Brenton from Antioch, Illinois, Mavis from right here in Brooklyn, New York, and Bonnie and Eddie from Wellington, New Zealand, or as it is called by the first people who live there, Aotearoa.
La la la,
la la la,
wee wee wee,
wee wee.
I hope that you would join with me.
From Aotearoa.
Hi, Dan from New Zealand.
Hey, Bonnie and Eddie. Thank you for teaching me some Maori words. And in the spirit of learning another language, we're going to do more of that with a game we call...
Clap it back, clap it back, clap it back.
Yeah. At the time that I am recording this, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. So I thought it might be fun to learn a little Spanish that you can really use any time of year. Now, I'm sure that you already know how to say basic Spanish phrases like, ¿A qué hora es el taco? But I thought I'd help you learn something that you may not know how to say, which is, I want to eat a snack in a fort with you. Now, we're going to do this as a clap it back. So your job will be to clap and say what I say after I say it. So if I say, bocadillo, you will say, and clap, bocadillo. That means snack. And the whole sentence that we're working towards is, quiero comer un bocadillo dentro de un fuerte contigo. Don't worry, you're going to know how to say that. You're going to learn it. All right, vamos.
Quiero comer. Quiero comer. Quiero comer. Quiero comer. Quiero comer. Quiero comer. Quiero comer un bocadillo.
Amazing! You already know how to say, I want to eat a snack. And that's a very important thing to know how to say. Let's keep going.
Dentro de un. Dentro de un. Dentro de un. Dentro de un fuerte contigo. Dentro de un fuerte contigo. Dentro de un fuerte contigo. Dentro de un fuerte contigo.
Let's put it together.
Quiero comer un bocadillo dentro de un fuerte contigo.
Quiero comer un bocadillo dentro de un fuerte contigo.
Quiero comer.
comer un bocadillo dentro de un fuerte contigo.
Enjoy the rest of Hispanic Heritage Month and eating snacks in forts with people que te gusta. Adios.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Echo song, echo song.
This week's Echo Song is about how in autumn, in my part of the world, the trees lose their leaves. Look, I get it. We all need to rest sometimes, even trees. I mean, they've been chowing down on sunshine all summer long, and big meals have a way of making you tired, so yeah. That's what this song is about. It is an echo song, so all you need to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni and Shiloh are in there to show you how it works. And if you like this song and you want to hear it some more outside of this podcast, you'll be able to find it on streaming platforms in just a few weeks. Would you believe we're gonna lose the leaves?
Would you believe we're gonna lose the leaves?
This winter when the trees need to go to sleep.
This winter when the trees need to go to sleep.
Lunch, dinner, and dessert, rain, sun, and breeze.
Lunch, dinner, and dessert, rain, sun, and breeze.
Now they're full, so the trees gonna go to sleep.
Now they're full, so the trees gonna go to sleep.
They're gonna go to sleep.
Breeze is blowing.
They're gonna go to sleep.
Leaves fall slowly.
They're gonna go to sleep.
Like an old man who has lost his hair.
Like an old man who has lost his hair.
The crown of the tree soon will be bare.
The crown of the tree soon will be bare.
See the branches reaching out everywhere.
See the branches reaching out everywhere.
No leaves, just breeze moving through the air.
No leaves, just breeze moving through the air.
Sleep. Breeze is blowing.
They're gonna go to sleep.
They're gonna leaves fall slowly.
They're gonna go to sleep.
All the leaves that gave us shade.
All the leaves that gave us shade.
A break from the summer sun that the sun gave.
A break from the summer sun that the sun gave.
In winter the sun shines not as hot.
In winter the sun shines not as hot.
So now the sun shines down through the treetop.
So now the sun shines down through the treetop.
We're gonna go to sleep.
Breeze is blowing.
We're gonna go to sleep.
Leaves fall slowly.
They're gonna go to sleep.
Would you believe we're gonna lose the leaves? This winter when the trees need to go to sleep. Lunch, dinner, and dessert, rain, sun, and breeze. Now they're full, so the trees gonna go to sleep. Now they're full, so the tree's gonna go to sleep.
I don't know about you, but me, I love fall fashion. I like how you can wear layers but not feel all bundled up like you do in the coldest parts of winter. I like sweaters, or as they call them in England, snorkels.
Nope,
that's not right.
Oh yeah, those are those little hats that you wear on airplanes.
What in the world are you talking about?
Anyhow, this song is about liking your outfit. In fact, it's about liking it so much that you decide to wear it again. Maybe even the next day.
I've had the same sock on for 4 years.
And it looks great on you.
Thanks.
Now, this isn't an Echo song. This is just a song song. So just listen to it, dance along, strike some poses like you really love your outfit, and do some of the things that you hear in the song. Okay, enjoy.
This outfit, gonna wear it again. I like this style and how it's fitting. Hey, I like these pants that I bought secondhand. I'm looking good, cause I play in a band, play in a band. I like this look that I make with my face. I like to make it while I'm playing the bass. Slap, slap, I make this face every chance that I can. I get that chance cause I play in a band, play in a band. This movement that I've got in my hips, I like to move them when the rhythm it hits me. If you like moving, then you'll understand that I move well, cause I play in a band, play in a band.
Thanks for listening, Noodlinos. It's nice to know that you're out there singing and goofing along with us. It's also fun to see it, so if a grown in your life is okay sharing footage of your fam enjoying Noodleloaf on the web, just tag Noodleloaf Show so we can see it. And what else? Books! I wrote some, and you can find those wherever books are sold in the board book section under Dan Sachs. Hey, thanks to the kids on today's show, Brenton, Mavis, Bonnie and Eddie, and of course, Joni and Shiloh, and a big shout out to Gracie in Santa Monica, California, for supporting the show. And to you, for being lovely, just the way you are. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs.